Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about something. I've talked about it before, but I want to spend some time with a kind of a very simple, for some people very provocative, for me, very enlightening idea. And I first heard it in the context I was teaching with a couple of my mentors turned colleagues. And Dickon Bettinger is one of the sort of long-time teachers in the field of the three principles, the inside-out understanding. And he was telling me about a conversation he'd had with one of my other mentors turned colleagues, a man named George Pransky. And Dickon was struggling with something, and he'd come from a very sort of personal development, spiritual development background. He had volumes of dream journals and meditation journals and practices, and you know, I used to joke that he was the hardest working man in spiritual development because he had so many practices that, you know, it was kind of amazing he had time to work in between all the different things he was doing to evolve. But one of the moments that he described as kind of a breakthrough moment when we were teaching together is he said there was a time where he was so trying to work out in his own mind which thoughts were coming from wisdom, coming from the intelligence inside him, and which thoughts were the just conceptual mind and the intellect, and so that he could kind of focus more on the wisdom and focus less on the intellect, and he was getting stressed, and he was really caught up, and apparently George said to him, "But Dickon, don't you see, every thought is a lie." Now, for me, I heard that, and I had that kind of knowing that that was true. And I'm going to do my best to put words to it, but for me, it wasn't like I'm about to say it. It was just an instant, visceral knowing, oh, that's true. Now, here's my attempt to put words to it. Thought is the creative force in the universe. Thought is the storyteller. Thought is the Play-Doh from which everything is made. There's an old expression, we're all graduates of MSU, making stuff up, because that's just how the mind works. It makes stuff up. It is a different domain than truth, which is what always was and always will be. There's truth and there's thought, creation. There is the pre-existing world, which is a world before form, a primordial world that we are all born into, that we seem to be made of. And then there's the world we create, which is made of thought at its most fundamental level. Now, to say every thought is a lie isn't true. Every thought is a lie, including the thought that every thought is a lie, in the sense that it's all made up. And if it's all made up, there's no point in analyzing it. If it's all made up, if every thought is made of thought, then there's no real value in going in and trying to choose better ones or different ones. If every thought is a lie, I don't need to sort through them. I don't need to listen to some more than others. And I naturally become a witness. I naturally become an observer. I naturally fall into the place through which all thought passes. There's an old story I used to tell a lot and I haven't told for years. So it's only an old story in my world. But years ago, my wife and I used to like going to a restaurant in Malibu in California. And there would often be, you know, the beautiful people there. And we were there one night and there was a conversation going on between two actress/models. I don't know what the, you know, we couldn't get the whole story eavesdropped, though we tried. And at one point there was, you know, the one woman who's really complaining to the other one about this guy who'd led her on and you know, why does this keep happening to me? And her friend said, you know, look, it keeps happening to you because of the guys that you're with. And she said, well, why do I keep meeting the wrong guys? And her friend said, no, the problem isn't that you're meeting the wrong guys. It's that you're giving them your number. To me, the reason I used to tell that story a lot is it was just a great illustration of our relationship with thought. The problem isn't that you have negative thoughts or dark thoughts or bad thoughts or inaccurate thoughts or worrying thoughts or scary thoughts. The problem is that you listen to them. The problem is that you give them credence. You give them weight. You agree with them, as Don Miguel Ruiz said, and a thought without agreement is like a balloon without air. It's flaccid. It has no power, no impact, no structure. And if every thought is a lie, then you don't need to blow air into any of them. You don't need to blow any of them up. And what happens is they pass by. And as they pass by, you begin to experience yourself not at the mercy of your thoughts, not being led around by the nose by your thoughts, by your thinking, but as the consciousness into which thought comes and goes, as the space within which experience arises and fades away. So if every thought is a lie, which is simply to say it's all made up, and we stop having to pay attention to our thinking in the way that many of us have learned to, it's not that we stop thinking. It's that the noise in our heads becomes background instead of foreground. And what comes into the foreground is this moment. What comes into the foreground is presence. What comes into the foreground is the peace that we are, the good feeling that we are, the love that we are. Now, it doesn't create it, because those things are part of the already always world. They're not made up of thought. And when we stop attending to thought, we start to notice what's already always been there. Have fun. Learn heaps. Happy exploring. And I'll talk with you soon.